There is nothing like the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross stands in the center of time between the two eternities. The cross divides the entire human race into two classes. And regardless of one's race or creed, his education or philosophy, his wealth or poverty, his religion or non-religion, whether he is Catholic or Protestant, Jew or Gentile, civilized or heathen, every man and woman finds himself on either one side of the cross or the other. Now the God with whom you have to do, my dear listening friend, sees you as either on one side of the cross or the other, and you determine just where you are. Now let me ask you, do you know what side of the cross you are on? Well, what are the two sides of the cross, perhaps you are asking? And let the Word of God answer it for us. I believe in Romans 6:23, we see both sides of the cross presented to us. The one side is presented in these words, "The wages of sin is death." That's the one side of the cross. That's the dark side of the cross. Now, the other side of the cross is found in these words, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, I believe it's just as simple as that. The dark side of the cross, we see wages, sin, and death. The bright side of the cross, we see the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, there is no middle ground. It's either one side or the other in which you are finding yourself. The cross stands alone on the middle ground. That's the dividing line. And it sharply divides between wages and gift, between sin and God, and between death and life. Now let me seek to point you to another scripture which illustrates this for us. In John's Gospel, chapter 12, we read an occasion in the life of our Lord when he was here on earth that occurred just 6 days before he himself went to the cross. It illustrates the two sides of the cross for us. The Lord Jesus and his death, dear friend, is the center of attraction on that day in this home in Bethany. He and his death on that day divided the company into two sides. One is a bright side, and the other is a dark side. Now let us consider, first of all, the bright side. Let us see what characterizes those who are on the bright side of the cross. And I want that you should ask yourself the question as we proceed. What side are you on? Are you on the bright side? Those on the bright side are characterized by what is said here and concerning Lazarus, one who was dead, but who was raised from the dead in the previous chapter by the Lord Jesus. Every one of us, because of what we are, sinners by nature, born in sin, we are dead in sins before God. Dead in trespasses and in sins. That's our natural state by nature. Every single one of us, because of sin, without exception, it's true of all. And what we need is life. Lazarus typifies for us a sinner before he is saved, dead in sins. How did he receive life? You'll recall that the Lord Jesus stood at the grave and said, "Lazarus, come forth." Beloved friend, it was the voice of the Lord that brought Lazarus to life. And the Lord uses this to illustrate for us the fact that it is the voice of the Lord heard in his word, uttered today, and which you have in your hand, that sinners today are brought to life. Jesus said, "The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." It is the purpose of our broadcast to present the Word of God, to sound it out, that you may hear the voice of God, and thus, through faith, receive eternal life, to be brought from the state of death to that of eternal life. And Jesus says in John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life." Lazarus is a picture of those who today hear the voice of God speaking in his word and believe the voice of the Son of God, and thus receive eternal life. Are you one of those? God grant that you are. If not, you may be. Hear, dear friend, and your soul shall live. Now we will notice that along with Lazarus, we find his two sisters, Martha and Mary. And we see in these three friends of Jesus, this family, whom he loved, and whom they loved in return, because he first loved them. Here we see displayed in them, I believe, some characteristics of those on the bright side of the cross. That which is basic to all of them, we have noticed. They have life, eternal life, through hearing the voice of the Son of God. But now, turning to Martha, we notice that she served. Is not this true of every true believer? Of the Thessalonians we read that they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Martha is a picture of those who serve the Lord Jesus Christ because of love for him. Never do we read in the Bible that we work or serve in order to be saved. We always read that work and service follows the salvation of the soul. It indicates that one has believed in Jesus, that one has received eternal life, that is saved. Salvation is declared by one's works. It is not obtained by working. But here we see then that which characterizes those on the bright side of the cross are those who serve out of love the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you notice they are making a supper for him. How grand! He has made a supper for us, the gospel supper. How wonderful that we can do something to give him pleasure. Next, you notice it is said of Lazarus that he was one of them that sat at the table with him. The very attitude in which we see Lazarus here is one of rest. This is true in regards to those that have life in Christ on the bright side of the cross. Do you have rest? Is your conscience at rest regarding your sins? Have you rest of heart in knowing that all is well and having trusted the Savior? Oh, beloved friend, are you on the bright side of the cross? Here is Lazarus. And are you associated with those who are sitting at the table with him? Do you know what it is to have the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the Father? Do you know this? Have you been brought into this fellowship? It's a fellowship that every saved one is brought to. Those who are on the bright side of the cross enjoy the fellowship of divine persons, and also the fellowship one with another of those who have likewise been washed with the precious blood of Christ. Next we notice Mary. We read of her that she took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. There is no question but that this act of Mary's signifies the act of worship. Here she takes what is of great value to her and pours it upon the feet of Jesus in love. She holds nothing back. Her heart has been taken up with him, and she responds in giving him back all. She recognizes that he is worthy of it. Don't forget that she is the one that sat at his feet and heard his word. She had received life, and she became a worshiper. Are you a worshiper of God? Are you a worshiper of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you love him because he first loved you? Do you know what it is to praise him and to thank him for what he has done for you? She did. This is the picture of that. And the fragrance of incense in the Jewish ritual, which was kindled by fire from off the altar, is symbolical, dear friend, of true worship produced by the Spirit of God that is kindled by the flame of Calvary. For here Christ in his death, before the souls in this house, because she was anointing him, Jesus said, for his burial, she knew that he was to go to the cross in 6 days. She knew that he was the Passover, that is, the Passover lamb in Israel's history, typified Christ, our Passover, sacrifice for us. She entered into this truth. We look back 2,000 years nearly and see that the cross of Christ has been an accomplished fact. Christ, our Passover, has been given in death for us, and he has been raised from the dead. He has finished the work, but at his death is that which alone could bring us into this bright side of the cross. And he did die for you. Have you seen yourself as the one for whom Jesus died? Lazarus and Martha and Mary, each of them, are those who give us characteristics of those who have life in Christ. Are you associated with them on the bright side of the cross? Let us notice now, if you will, the dark side of the cross. And we see that on this side, we have this man named Judas and the chief priests. Those who had consulted to put Jesus to death because of their hatred for him. And those who likewise wanted to get rid of Lazarus, we read. Because there were many people believing on Jesus because of the miracle that he performed regarding Lazarus and bringing him to life. How true it is that the testimony of a born-again Christian who has life in Christ is one that God uses to speak to others. But you notice this Judas, if you will. He's a type of the worldling, though he is a religious professor, and such are incapable of appreciating worship, and he finds fault with what Mary does. This is true of the world today. The world is incapable of appreciating worship. And you know, friend, worship is not just listening to a sermon. It's not going to church, so to speak. Worship is that which is produced by the Spirit of God in a heart that has accepted Christ as Savior. And it is that heart that overflows with him. And it turns back to God in praise and thanksgiving, in appreciating his love, his grace, his salvation. This is true worship. The world doesn't know a thing about it and doesn't appreciate it. You notice, in contrast to Martha, Judas is ruled by covetousness, and he became a thief. Martha was characterized by service to God. In contrast, you notice, to Lazarus, Judas was a hypocrite. He professed to care for the poor, and that's all. You know, he said that the ointment should have been sold for 300 pence and given to the poor, but Jesus, we know through the word, comments upon it, and he says, this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the bag and bare what was put therein. He was a hypocrite. Yes, he was. And then third, you'll notice that in contrast to Mary, why, he regarded Mary's act of worship as squandering her substance, moved by simply a silly sentiment. That's right. This is how the world views things today. It hasn't changed. What is your attitude regarding those that serve the Lord Jesus Christ? What is your attitude regarding giving to God the worship that is due to Him. Ah, dear friend, the religion that suits the world today lays all the emphasis on the material and earthly benefits for mankind. May God arouse souls to the reality of eternal issues. Men need to be converted to God. This world is under judgment. Judgment is coming upon it. This world isn't going to get any better until Christ judges it in righteousness. And don't forget it. And that day is fast approaching. The only hope for the world and for you, dear friend, and for every individual is that you get yourself on the bright side of the cross right now by turning to the one that hung on that cross for you. Accepting him and his death is that which was accomplished for you. And you're taking him as your Savior. Have you done that? On what side of the cross do you find yourself? Where are you right this moment? You are either on one or the other. You don't have to do a thing to get on the dark side of the cross. You're born on the dark side of the cross. Born in a state of spiritual death. And as you sin, the wages of sin are death. But God offers to you his gift. Ah, gift that is yours for the receiving. The gift of God, what is it? Eternal life, and this is what you need. And how will you obtain it? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What side of the cross are you on? Right now. Are you in association with Martha, Lazarus, and Mary? Those who serve him, who are at rest in him, who worship him? Or are you associated with a mere worldly religion that does not love him, that does not worship him, does not honor him, but thinks more of the material than the spiritual? Is it nothing to you that Jesus died on the cross? Oh God, grant that today the message of the cross will stir your soul and give you to bow at the feet of the one that hung thereon, who now lives to receive you, says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. May you come, just as you are today, to the bright side of the cross by trusting Christ as your Savior.